This audio presentation is the teaching of Pastor Scott Shiroma of New Hope East Hawaii. In this internet age, there's now more information at everyone's hands than any other time in human history. With so much information available, one might think that the world would be better behaved than ever before. In this message, entitled Gaining Wisdom, Pastor Scott explains the difference between mere knowledge and actual wisdom. This message was delivered on February 18th, 2018. Here now is Pastor Scott.
Good morning, New Hope! Isn't it a beautiful day? How was the light show this past week? All I was doing was going outside, and I was like this, and God would take my picture. How's that? And you know what he did? I guarantee you, stay hanging on his refrigerator. Say, yeah, I gotta watch out for that guy. But I mean, I like to do that. Whenever there's thunder and lightning, I always do this and never fails. The flash goes off and say, "Ooh, yeah." But God is so faithful. I do enjoy the thunder and the lightning because I just see God's power in it, his awesomeness. And I don't know, maybe I'm weird, but I enjoy the thunder and lightning. So some announcements. Hey, we had a great start to our leadership class this morning. It's not too late to show up, to come, but we had like 11 of us in there this morning. So, and we're learning, this morning we learned how each one of you is so important to the church. There's no one person we don't need or anything. We need every single one of you. And speaking of that, hey, if you're interested in coming here at 5:30 in the morning, man, we could help. You could help set up. This morning we were sweating because there was no chairs in here. And it was nice and clean. It's like, wow, nice and clean. And then we had to take out all the chairs because they had something going on this weekend and set up every single one of those chairs. So every single chair that you're sitting on was set up and prayed over by one of us. Yeah? And God filled those chairs. So, and if you're interested, man, you know, you could come here. And, you know, it's such a beautiful time in the morning. Quiet, peaceful. We get to hang out and talk story, make coffee. James was making us breakfast this morning. So, like, if you come early and if you volunteer, James will cook breakfast for you. And this morning, he made us some awesome sweet bread French toast. And there might be some leftovers, so if you're hungry right after service, first in line. But this coming Saturday, men's ministry, hey, don't miss out. We have a blast. I'm hanging out. And, you know, for guys, you know, sometimes we kind of distance ourselves from other guys. We don't have any guy friends that we could call in the middle of the night when we need help. But when we bond with our men, I mean, all of us guys, I guarantee you, we could call each other in the middle of the night if we're stuck on the side of the road or if we're fighting with our wives. And I guarantee you, if you was to call one of them, they would be right there giving you good, godly advice and praying with you and for you. And it's a time that we get together, we bond as men. We put the pride, you know, pride, right? We put the pride issues aside. We humble ourselves. We come together. We ask for prayer, and we fellowship, and we learn. It's a great time. And the good thing about it, it starts at 5:30 in the morning. And by 7 o'clock, we send you home. So by the time your spouse is getting up, you're already at home. You never miss no family time. Your children probably still sleeping. But don't forget, March 11th, we're having our 10th anniversary, okay? Please pick up some invitations. Please invite your family and friends because it is not about just us here, but it's about inviting people, letting them know that we are here to serve the community, to love them, and that's coming up. So if you want to bring a dish to share, that would be great. I know I am bringing as much food as I can possibly cook because I love cooking, and I more so I love eating. So if you love to eat, or if you know somebody who loves to eat, invite them, bring them here. All right, so any more announcements? I think that was it. Okay, so James, Brother James, the guy who makes us healthy and the guy who keeps us awake because the coffee is so strong, he is going to pray over the offering.
All right, ushers, if you guys could prepare, let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, thank you for all our blessings in our life. And as you receive our tithes and offerings, please use it to further our kingdom and do great things with it for our church and just for everyone in this world. And we'd just like to give you all the thanks and praises. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, James. Go ahead, ushers. Hey, if you want to volunteer to usher, just let Shaq know. Shaq, raise your hand. Shaq is the guy right here, the handsome guy right here. If you want to help doing ushering, just let him know. We could use all the help we get. We could use help on PowerPoint. Anywhere you want to serve, there is a place for you. Whew, what a week, yeah? I know Wednesday was Valentine's Day. That was a wonderful time with my wife and my family. We celebrated our 27th anniversary. And, you know, 27 may seem a lot, but when you compare, like, Tom and Sue, they're like 43, 44, 45. It's like, make me feel like, oh, my goodness, I got a long way to go. But it's by the grace of God that he allowed us to be married, more so the grace from my wife. Pastor Aaron, guys, they celebrated 23 years the other week, yesterday, whoo. And I told Pastor Aaron, oh, man, good thing, yeah? You know God. And then Carlin wanted to give me lickings. But, hey, and then on Wednesday, there was that shooting in Florida, which really broke my heart. How many of you read about it in the paper or on Facebook or in the news? And I was reading the personal stuff about each person, and it really broke my heart. I mean, that one teacher who shielded the students, and he lost his life. You know, the Bible says greater love has no one than this, than he laid down his life for his friends. This teacher laid down his life for these students. And there were two teachers who died, and 15 students, 15 high school students. One of them just got a scholarship to a college for swimming. A couple of them were freshmen, and I think, like, wow, this is so devastating. What do we learn from this? You know, what do we do? I mean, yes, we pray, because we're on opposite ends of the nation. And for us to fly over there would not be, not be very reasonable, but we can pray. But what about for our local schools? What do we do for that? And I think the more of us here that we can get into the local schools, whether it's volunteering or serving, the more of presence that we can have in each and every one of our schools, the more we can know what's going on, the better we can pray for them and with them, and we can be available. And I don't know if you do anything within the schools. I have the privilege of doing some volunteer work at Waikea Elementary School, and I do every year. And I mean, I do second grade because I'm sorry, I'm not smarter than a fifth grader or fourth grader or a third grader. Second grade, man, we can connect on a level that I can understand. They can understand me, and they're not too smart because children nowadays, they are smart. I mean, they're doing math beyond me in elementary school. And it's like, wow. So, and I try to do that, and make my presence, make myself available. We did some volunteer work at KL Middle School, which we'd like to do some more. But if you have an opportunity to do something in our local schools, go and do it. Be the light, because that's what we can do. And continue to pray that none of these things happen in our schools here and across the nation. It seems like the school shootings or the mass shootings and all these, it's just like it's becoming part of normal life these days. And it's sad, because it seems like the more we take God out of everything else because we want it separate, or the worse it gets. And you know, we gotta abide by the laws, but yet we can continue to pray for them. And if you go to a school or you work in a school, hey, on the way to your classroom, pray. I know Frank works at a school, and he goes and he prays at his school every morning. And that's smart, because I think if he didn't pray, he'd be overwhelmed. But he does that, and that's one of our lights, not just for a New Hope East Story, but for God in one of our local schools. And if you belong to a school, or if you can get into a school to volunteer, please go be that light in that school and observe and watch and pray, or come back to us with a report. Can you pray for this school because of this? Can you pray for this school because of that? Because, man, you can imagine 15 students went to school that morning and they didn't come home. Can you imagine their parents? Can you imagine what they must be going through now? The Bible says the Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and I'm sure he's there. But can you imagine, if you have children, could you imagine the torture they must be going through now, knowing that they went to school on Wednesday and didn't come home? And that shouldn't be happening. But we get to try our very best and do something about these things so that it doesn't happen anymore. Amen. And I just had to get that out. So continue, please, to lift up those families who lost children, who lost wives and husbands in that shooting. And it's very tragic. It's very, if you read the bios of each person, man, it really hits home. And if you have children, you would understand. So continue to pray for that district, that school, and for our schools. Amen. Well, let's open up with prayer. Lord, thank you so much that we get to pray for people across the country who are hurting. We pray, Lord, that all these school shootings would stop. We pray that we would be the light in our schools, that if we get a chance to volunteer, that we would do so. And Lord, as we talk about wisdom this morning, we ask that you would give us wisdom so that we can do your will better and better. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Someone once told me that wisdom is knowledge that is applied. And I thought, wow, that makes so much sense, because I could have all the knowledge in the world, but if I didn't apply it, it's just stuck up here. And that's all it is. It just remained knowledge. Now, it would be like if I knew 20 years ago to put my money in Apple stocks, right? If I had the money and I had the knowledge and I didn't do it, man, I'd be kicking myself right now. I would have the knowledge, but I didn't. I would not apply it, and it'll just be knowledge. we may read the Bible and understand what God wants us to do, but we never get around to doing it, then we would be no better off than what we were before. We might not even be, we might be actually worse off than those out there who don't know the Word of God. They don't know the Word of God, so they don't do it. But for us, we may read the Bible, we may understand, but we don't do. I think you might be worse off knowing what you need to do and not doing it than not knowing what to do and not doing it. Then you don't know, right? Like when the dishes are in the sink and you know, but you don't do it, and then your spouse come home, and then what? Fight. Not good. Right? But if you never know the dishes when in the sink and you never do them, then you don't know. Right? Makes sense. Wisdom is the soundness of an action or decision with regard to the application of experience, knowledge, and good judgment. You see, we all grow up and old, right? But some never mature, meaning we never develop into what God wants us or intended us to be. See, growing old, that is not an option. How many of you old people know that? On Tuesday, I went with Dion to go pour cement. I probably was the oldest guy there. And I think I did okay. And this was on Tuesday now. Thursday, I'm like, oh. From here down, my hamstrings, they were in pain. Why? Because I'm growing. Somebody said it. I'm growing old. Hopefully I'm maturing in the process. Now, growing old is not an option, but maturing, gaining wisdom, that's a choice, right? Because we know, but how many of us know and don't do? Or how many of us know and then we do? We know what God wants us and wants from us, but we're kind of hesitant to actually do it. We have control over choosing to mature. We don't have control over getting old, which, I mean, we try to prevent getting old. We, you know, plastic surgery and, you know, Botox. And sometimes I think, man, I want to exercise so I can prevent getting old. So I stood in front of the TV the other week, and I was watching them do that ab work. I did like five. And the next day right here was, the next 3 days right here was painful. I'm thinking like, what did I do? And I just did five of these standing up and wow. So I'm thinking like, I want to exercise to prevent getting old. But I tried it and it's too painful. Might as well just get old. Right? And sometimes how many of you try to eat better to stay young? Well, a couple of us. Yeah, salad is pushed on the side. You know, we can look at some people who get old. You ever seen these people? And don't look at the person next to you. They get old, but they never mature. You can see it in their actions. They're still like, this is mine, don't touch. Right? They covet, they cause division, they whine. And they grumble, and it's like, oh, stop. You know, children, you see children, instinct. When they get toys, it's mine, right? Mine. No, mine. You know, they don't want to share. We have to teach them to share. But we see this carried out through adult ages. Mine. They grow old, but they don't really mature. And it's sad. This happens in the world, and it happens in churches too. Not here, all right? Not here, so don't look at the person next to you, in front of you, in the back of you. So the thing is, here's what the Bible says about wisdom. Number one, ask for it. Ask for wisdom. Did you know that you can ask for wisdom and God will give it to you? He will. He may not snap his fingers and say, okay, boom, Scott, okay, boom, you got wisdom now. But when you ask for wisdom, he will give it to you, but not necessarily like that. But he will probably put you in a situation so that you would get wise. James 1:5, if any of you lacks wisdom, oh, that was me right there. If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. So if you may think that I'm wise, not the kind of wise donkey, if you know what I mean, but if you think I'm wise, it's not me, it's all from God. And by wisdom, James is not just talking about knowledge, but he's talking about the ability to make wise decisions in difficult circumstances. And whenever we need wisdom, we can just pray and ask God. And the Bible says he will give generously, a generous supply to what we need. Here's the thing. Now you know about how to get wisdom. And if you don't ask for it, then that's just knowledge. So now I expect all of you to ask, God, give me some wisdom. Because if you don't, it's just knowledge. You may have the knowledge, but until you apply, that's all it is. Here's the thing. We need some knowledge in order to know how to apply it. And that is why we ask you to read through the Bible. We have that reading plan up at the table. And I tell you what, you read through the Bible with us together. And if you have questions, you can ask us because we're all reading together as one. Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I also will reject you from being my priest. Since you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children. Now, God was holding these leaders back then responsible for the people's lack of knowledge. It's like if I fail to do my job, it is on me. So the priests, they ignored their duties back then to communicate God's laws to the people. So that's why I do what I do up here. And to supplement that, I encourage you. Actually, you read the Bible and the preaching on Sunday is like a supplement to your reading. So these people, these priests, were not doing what they were called to do. And God said to Hosea that the people are being destroyed for lack of knowledge. And I hope that's not the case here. That's why we encourage you to read. We encourage you to come to class. We even given you the tools of that Right Now Media. How many of you have been on Right Now Media? If you haven't, and you would like to, Right Now Media has over 2,000 video teachings of the Bible. And if you desire to, you just put your email down on that sheet, and we will hook you up. I just recently been, how many of you watched the Tim Tebow one? Yeah, wasn't that good? Tim Tebow, if you don't know who he is, he was a Heisman Trophy winner, and he talks about, his video is about shaking, about who you are. And if he put his identity in the Heisman Trophy, then he would be nothing. But he finds his identity in Christ. And I almost cried watching that. It was really good. If any of you are on it and you find something good, let me know so that I can share it with the rest of us so we can check it out. But if you are on right now, Mita, check out that Tim Tebow one. It's called Shaken. Shaken. Oh, I think he was shaken. But he has built his life on a solid foundation. Okay, so Hebrews tells us this. So let us not stop going over the basics of Christianity again and again. What is the basics? The death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. That's a given. You know, we need to understand that part of our doctrine is non-negotiable. That Jesus Christ was born, he lived, he was crucified, he was buried, and he rose again. That's the basics. Once you know the basics, you need to continue, not move away from it, but continue. Let us go on instead and become mature in our relationship. Surely we don't need to start all over again with the importance of turning away from evil deeds and placing our faith in God. You don't need further instructions about baptism, the laying on of hands, the resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. You know, these are basic stuff that we need to understand. And if you want to understand it, if you desire to know more about it, let us know. We would love to teach these things to you. So for us to mature, to gain wisdom in our understanding, we need to move beyond the elementary principles of Christianity. Not away from them, but beyond that. Go further. Mature Christians should be teaching the younger ones the basics, acting on what they know. I've got to tell you this. If you ever taught or led or facilitated a Bible study, I guarantee you, you would learn more from facilitating that than from sitting in the class. It happened to me. I went through all these Bible classes, and then when they asked me to come back around and stand up in front of people and teach, I learned so much more standing in front of the people. Yes, it's scary. It's spooky. But I learned so much more from teaching instead of being taught. Not that we would never, ever, ever stop learning. We will always keep learning. We will always be taught. We will never stop. I think the day we stop learning, like I always said, is the day that we die. So it is our choice to acquire wisdom. These are some actions you can keep developing in your daily lives. And then number two, teaching others. In gaining wisdom, man, we get to teach others. Hebrews 5:12. For by this time you ought to be teachers, and that might be some of you. You have need again for someone to teach you the elementary principles of the oracles of God, and that you have come to need milk and not solid food. Like I said, gaining wisdom means that doesn't mean that we would stop learning or never be taught anything again. I swear, every day that you read the Word of God, every day you would learn something new. There's always something for you. Even if you read the Bible over and over for the last 20 years, there is something for you. Here in Hebrews, the Jewish Christians were immature. Some of them should have been teachers by now, but they never applied the basics into their lives. So they were stuck in the same place. They were hesitant to move beyond their comfort zone. You know, I think about these Pharisees and these leaders, you know. They were stuck in this place because they thought they had the power and authority to rule over these people. But if they just submitted to Christ, and if they just learned and applied what he was teaching, they would have been so much better off, and they would have so much more power. Do you read in the Bible of the Pharisees doing miracles and healing people? Not really, but the 12, the 11, the disciples, you hear of some stuff that they did, and they were like, wow. But they were stuck in their comfort zone, and they didn't step out of it. They didn't understand the priestly role of Christ, and they failed to move from their comfortable position. They were stuck there. And then number three, we need to develop deepening understanding. You know, sometimes we read the Bible. How many read the Bible going like, huh? And we get stuck. But there's so many tools out there to help you. I mean, for one thing, if you really want to understand, first of all, when you read the Bible, I would pray. Ask God to give me understanding. Secondly, I would get a Bible that I can understand. Now, if you put the King James Bible in my hand, I would be like, huh? I'll be walking around with a question mark over my head. But get a good study Bible. There's many good websites out there that would help you understand. If you have access to the internet, you try go on blueletterbible.com. It'll give you an understanding of the Bible. It'll even define every single word in the Bible, and it'll help you get a deeper understanding of what it's meaning. In Mark 4:11, Jesus says this, and he was saying to them, to you has been given the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to those who are outside, get everything in parables, in order that while seeing, they may see and not perceive, and while hearing, they may hear and not understand, lest they return and be forgiven. Some people do not understand God's truth because they're simply not ready for it. I think God reveals to us, you and I, what we need to know when we need to know it. And sometimes he tells us things because he knows we're going to do it. Or, I mean, you kind of get what I'm saying. God is saying, Scott, go do this. Hopefully, because I will do it. I mean, you ever have your children that you told them like 50 times to clean their room, and after that, you're not going to tell them anymore because they're not going to listen. Maybe God is like that to us. He's not going to tell us because, hey, go in here and come on here. Or we're listening like this. Or we're just hearing but not listening, right? Why would God speak to us through the word or another person if he knows we're not going to listen? Sometimes we get like that. We don't want to talk to our boss because time and time again, we tell them but we don't listen. I tried that with my boss years ago, and I told them that I needed a raise because the amount that they got me doing wasn't sufficient for my pay. And after a while, they just didn't listen. So I told them, you know what, I quit. Then when I told them I quit, then they wanted to listen. I said, too late. I'm out of here. Got me a better job. Yeah. And so happened I ended up here. How's that, yeah? I stopped grumbling to my bosses. Because if you do, then God will do something else. So wisdom means to find understanding of God's word and applying it. When we read the Bible together, we read the same scriptures. We ask the same questions. And we will be fresh in our minds. And I want us to be able to read so we get knowledge, and then to be able to apply so we get wisdom. You know, it's like the Bible talks about us in Malachi. It talks about bring the tithe into the storehouse, right? And if I didn't know what a tithe is or why we do it, then why would I? Why would I give a tenth of my income to God if I didn't know why I'm doing it? But now that I know what a tithe is and why we do it, then I am happy to give 10% of my income to God. Why? Because in Malachi it says, if you do this, I will rebuke the devourer. What is devourer? You ever walk around and it's like, all right, I get money. And I get money in my pockets. I get loaded. I get wads, like, you know, well, not wads, maybe like 520s or something like that. That's money to me. And the devourer comes like, oh, my slipper broke. I got to go buy a slipper. 30 slippers are expensive nowadays. And then my truck breaks. And then, you know, it just devours your money. But now that I know that when I give my tithe, the Bible says, I will rebuke the devourer. Now I have knowledge of why I tithe. And when I apply that and I tithe, man, stuff lasts so much longer. I mean, when we've been in our house for 28 years, and the washer and dryer lasted so long, and it was so old, I think my wife wanted it to break so I could buy a new one. But it just lasted. I mean, I had a truck before this, and I had it for like 4 years, 4 or 5 years. And I swear I changed the muffler like twice. I had this truck for 15 years, never changed the muffler, changed the clutch once. And yes, it needs some work, but I have 250,000 miles on that thing. Talk about the Lord rebuking the devourer. I mean, yeah, things go wrong here and there, but my old truck never even came close to that. Before I had to change brakes, clutch, maybe because I was just, you know, the way I drove when I was younger. But because I know that knowledge and because I apply that becomes wisdom. And that, I tell you what, when I learned, and the more I learn and the more I understand and the more I apply, I tell you what, the more blessed I am, the better equipped I am to do God's work. And that's what we want you to do. We want to equip you so that you would be all that God called you to be. Amen? When you do your devotions, man, get in a group. It'll be so much more fun doing it that way. And the thing is, now that you know, ask for wisdom. Amen? You may put away your notes. I'm going to ask the worship team to come up. The Bible says this. I'm going to give you some knowledge. The Bible says this. The wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. The Bible says this. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Now that you know that sin equals death, but if we ask Jesus to be our Lord and we believe, then we'll have eternal life. Now the application, the wisdom, then we need to understand and ask Jesus to be our Lord and Savior. Amen? So if you never ask Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, with your heads bowed and your eyes closed, pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. I repent of my sins and I turn to you. Come live in me. Change me. Cleanse me. Make me the person you want me to be. I receive you, Jesus, as my personal Lord and Savior. With your heads bowed and your eyes closed, if you pray that prayer for the first time, would you hold up a hand? Anybody out there? Anybody out there? No shame. All right. Lord, thank you so much. One more thing, Lord. We ask. Every one of you, hold your hands out in front of you in a cup form. Lord, I pray that you would give each and every one of us wisdom. Wisdom to know right from wrong. Wisdom to know how to apply your word. I pray that you would pour into us wisdom, because your word says ask. So Lord, right now we ask for wisdom. We hold out our hands expecting to get wisdom. Wisdom to do your work and your will here on earth. Grant us this request this morning. We thank you. We pray this in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Stand. We're going to sing our last song. Don't forget, if you want to join us in our leadership class, let us know. We can make sure we have printed material for you. Join us for some food, because the third week cooking crew is just awesome. We have a great team, but stand up and we're going to sing.
You've been listening to Pastor Scott Shiroma of New Hope East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16-675 Milo Street in Keau, Hawaii. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com.